December 1st, 1943. 68 years ago yesterday, World War II veteran David Randall's B-17 bomber plane was shot down over Germany. He joined other veterans yesterday to remember the date as aluminum overcast, one of only 15 B-17s still in operation, landed at Drake Field in Fayetteville.
We were on a bombing raid in by the Rhine River, just north of Cologne. When we got hit by a fighter and lost an engine and had to drop out of formation, then we had to work our way back out. We got almost to the coast, 30 kilometers from the coast, until we found we had two engines shot out, and we only had two engines left, and that we were losing altitude, so finally we had to give it up and get up. Because they set both wings on fire, and when they do that, you don't have much left to fly.
When David, the plane's navigator, jumped from the plane, he was captured by Germans and held prisoner of war for a year and a half, until he was liberated on May 15, 1945. Moving outside, in anticipation of the B-17's arrival, David remembers his hunger while a POW, saying that had it not been for the Red Cross, he and the other prisoners would have died from starvation.
We didn't get Red Cross parcels all the time. We got them sporadically. And when we did, that was a heyday because we had food to eat. But the Germans would come over and they'd open all the cans of food so that they would spoil if you didn't use them.
They opened them so that the POWs couldn't save them, to discourage attempts at escape. Though David says you don't try to escape on the Baltic Sea in the middle of December. Back inside the hangar, fellow vet Chuck Bigby, who survived 35 missions without being shot down, recalls the danger of his flights.
Scary. You hoped you made it back the next day. It was pretty rough, especially when I forgot what mission it was, but my cousin from Arizona, Robert Flake, was flying off my right wing. And he got hit in the number two fuel cell and started backing off and exploded. He didn't make it. You know that one of those bombs coming up there has got your name on it. And it doesn't give you a very safe feeling. Yeah, it was quite a time in my life.
Chuck piloted a lead ship during the war, saying that it was like playing follow the leader in the air.
You would drop your bombs based on the lead ship. When they dropped their bombs, you dropped yours. So you only needed to bombardier in the lead ship. It was saved manpower. and I don't think it saved any lives, though.
Back outside, David and Chuck, along with their families and other veterans, gathered to watch as aluminum overcast circled the runway, made its descent, and came to a stop in front of the line of gazers. Anxious looks and smiles, like those of children, grew on the faces of the elderly men.
Isn't that a beauty?
And a beauty she is. Manufactured by Boeing between 1935 and 1945, the B-17 was nicknamed Flying Fortress because of its defensive power. During the war, they were among the most modern aircraft in U.S. inventory. With 10 crew members, the B-17 could go on 8-hour missions and carry 8,000 pounds of bombs. Though aluminum overcast never went into battle, it is complete with amenities for the 5 gunners. For veteran pilot Chuck Bigby, seeing aluminum overcast was like seeing a long-lost pal.
Well, I just like to see it. You know, it's like an old friend. And I know people that don't want to even see one. But to me, the B-17 probably was the most decorated and combat airplane during World War II. And
for David, seeing a plane bearing the likeness of one that both saved his life and nearly killed him left him speechless.
It's just unique experience. It's kind of hard to know how to tell you. Anyhow, it's a surprise. I didn't expect to be here.
As time continues to move further away from the World War II era, fewer and fewer veterans survive. Aluminum Overcast tours the United States, creating emotional reunions for the vets who participated in B-17 missions. The stories and emotions evoked by such a sighting, 6 decades after the war, create a link to the purpose of such an aircraft. Not only do they get to see the amazing plane, the crew allows the vets the opportunity to take flight. As one civilian passenger commented on the scariness of takeoff, a vet turned to her and said, "Imagine flying on one for 8.5 hours while being shot at. That is just unimaginable." For Ozarks at Large, I'm Christina Thomas.